This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The other point of reference as well from that whole talk about Phoenix, Dallas, and Sacramento is on March 2nd, Phoenix, well, I guess March 3rd too, because they didn't play that day. On March 3rd, Phoenix had 28 wins. And they've done nothing.
What a massive disappointment. An absolutely massive disappointment. I still don't think it's as big of a disappointment as Philadelphia.
I think it is. They don't have nothing to lean on.
What does Philadelphia have to lean on? Oh.
Injuries.
Oh. You mean excuse?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Phoenix was, I mean, outside of KD went down, I think, on two different occasions and they fell apart.
Yeah, this was just bad. Yeah, that's fine. But the problem with Philly is, you can lean on injuries if you want to. But, like, Paul George wasn't injured all year. Yeah. Paul George just kind of, I know it's your man. Like, he just wasn't very good. Good enough. He wasn't very good, period. And then, you know how it's the game. We don't make the rules. We just play it. When your production doesn't match your contract, that's the conversation moving forward. Yep. It's Paul George and his contract until he plays like Paul George again. Mm-hmm. And that pales in comparison to Joel Embiid, because we have gone over those numbers exhaustively. Yeah. And Joel Embiid is like KC to D'Lo. He makes Paul George look poor. Joel Embiid's contract makes Paul George look poor, and no one is of the belief. Like, how'd the scope go?
Oh,
anybody know? Did y'all find something? Did y'all fix something? Run a little vacuum cleaner in there, a little camera. Man, Joel, I hate to say this. I feel like you say it way too often. Man, his career might be done. Like his like a true career where he has an impact,
right?
It might be over. If you can't figure out what's going on with my man's body, it just might be done.
And once again,
and a scope ain't gonna do it unless you went in there and you actually fixed something. A scope ain't gonna do it. He could have had that after the Olympics.
Yeah,
you could have gotten a scope after the Olympics.
And I don't know if all the work that's, and the wear and tear that's been on those knees, and I don't even know if you going in there and fixing it is going to, because he's not going to be the same. He's not going to be the same. So, and when we say this, that's not what we want. It's just I find it difficult to believe we're going to see an MVP Joel Embiid ever again. He can still play.
I'm with you.
Be productive.
Yeah,
but I don't even know if we'll see an all-star Joel Embiid.
Man, I hope we're wrong.
I do too.
I hope we're wrong. I I hope we're wrong.
Yeah.
I just don't think we are. I don't know how whatever they did this year could possibly make him better. That man, man, played 39 games last year. I'm not going to kill him for playing in the Olympics. I get it. Played 19 games this year. And, I mean, last year even, you could have the conversation. 39 games, 34.7 points per game. Like, Joe is special. You've got to figure out a way to get him healthy. Yep. He looked awful in, was it Tokyo? Where were the Olympics this year?
Paris.
I'm sorry. Tokyo was the last one. Did not look good there. And then 19 games this year at 23.8 points per game. His lowest since 2019? Man.
Yeah, man. That's just, and you really do hate to see it from a guy that special. We talked about it a little bit. You know, is he going to be one of those? He already is, but like, is he going to be the biggest what if guy of all time? Because of the skill level he had, what he could have been as a
player. You know why I say no? He's had opportunities in the playoffs. What ifs feel like we never got the opportunity to see, like Derrick Rose, that Chicago Bulls team.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see Derrick Rose with that Chicago Bulls team.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, if he had gotten hurt the next year. And LeBron hits a shot that bounces on the rim four times and goes in. Derrick Rose is a what if, but he might not be the biggest what if. The fact that we collectively felt like we were robbed of, you know, what would Derrick Rose against LeBron James have looked like that year? What would Derrick Rose in a playoff run that year have looked like? Joe had him. They just didn't pan out, whether it was Ben Simmons not shooting layups, or it's Kawhi Leonard with one of the greatest postseason, one of the most dramatic shots I think we've ever seen in professional basketball.
I'm trying to think. Joe really had two opportunities.
At least two. Yeah, the Raptors.
The Raptors game and then the Ben Simmons game. That's what it's going to be known as. Yeah, even though Joel wasn't great at the end of that game either.
Well, yeah.
And they lost three home games in that series.
I feel like if I stop there, it works. If I go any further, it's like, it doesn't work, pal.
But when you say tell the whole story, it's still funny there too. It's still funny. But I'm thinking about Derrick Rose. He did have one year and it didn't work out. That was the MVP year, wasn't it?
He got hurt. Did he get hurt the year he won the MVP or the year after?
I thought it was the year after.
It was the postseason after, right? Yeah.
Cause they lost to LeBron. They lost to the Heatles the first time. And the only reason I remember him MVP because they had home court.
He won the MVP in the 2011-2012 season.
I think they won game one. Isn't that when Taj Gibson dunked over Dwayne Wade? I think that was game one, and I think they lost four straight.
Where is my brother's playoff stats? There he is.
Okay.
You're right. Yep. And then the next year was the year he got hurt. They lost to Philadelphia that year.
Still 2-1. Joel had two opportunities to D Rose's one.
Yeah.
So yeah. And that MVP year, was that his first playoff appearance?
No. Mm-mm.
He was in the Boston series, wasn't he?
Yeah, they had Boston. They got eliminated by Boston.
The greatest round one series of all time.
Was that the one? That was like 19
crazy.
Overtimes
yeah,
or something. That was insane.
Like almost every game.
That was
went
the seven
overtime.
Games. Yeah, that game was. That game, yeah. Man, I'm glad. Oh, God, I don't think I would have remembered this if you hadn't said that. Or I wouldn't have noticed this if you hadn't said that. Derrick Rose in that season, 20 years old, Derrick Rose, in that series, excuse me. He averaged 44.7 minutes per game.
Oh,
God bless it.
Dibs.
44.7 minutes per game. Well, I mean, how many? I mean, seriously, how many of those games were 50 minutes or 52 minutes instead of?
I know they had a.
Let me see.
Three overtime, or was it a two overtime game in Chicago? Oh, Jesse's not here, so it's not as fun.
That's when Joakim
Noah ripped Paul Pierce and got a dunk to seal the win in overtime.
Okay, so this is so annoying. Like, I'm looking at it, but it doesn't say. So it's got the series. It doesn't say if it was overtime. Are we remembering this wrong? Are none of these overtime games?
Oh, no, they were for sure. They definitely were.
The Bulls won the first game 105-103.
There might have just been one overtime game, though.
105-103.
And the other ones were just really close.
Game two, Boston won 118-115.
Ray Allen three?
Blowout in game three. This is crazy. Game four, Chicago won 121-118. That game was definitely overtime. That game was two overtimes.
Two OTs.
Game five, Boston won 106-104.
Wow.
Overtime.
Wow.
Game six, Chicago won 128-127. Three overtimes.
Yeah, wow. They had three overtime games.
Game seven. Now blowout.
Not an overtime.
109-99. It's a 10-point game, mind you. Absolute blowout. Holy crap. Okay, so now I'm seeing it. So game one was overtime. That game went to overtime. Game two did not. Game three did not. Game four did. That went to double overtime. Game five did. That went to overtime. Game six did. That went to three overtimes.
Mm. Wow.
And Derrick Rose just playing all of it. He's putting up Wilt numbers.
No, wait a minute. This must be just from this year. Okay. Because I was about to say, I'm looking at this ranking of like the greatest first round series of all time. And they had Knicks Sixers in there, but they were just talking about that particular year.
Well, that series we just did was Derrick Rose's first.
And he was 20 years old?
He was 20 years old. Yeah, that was his first playoff series. The next year, they lost to Cleveland in the first round. The year after that, they beat Indiana. They beat Atlanta.
They lost to Cleveland in the first round the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a sneaky one. That's a sneaky one. I don't remember that.
That's Bron, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
that's Bron's last year, right? 2010, the summer of 2010.
Yeah, that's
Bron's last year.
I don't remember that one.
Then they beat Indiana. They beat Atlanta before losing to Miami. Mm. And then he gets hurt in that Philadelphia series.
Was it 23 when he got 24 when he got hurt?
Yeah, 23. Yeah, 23. How did we get there?
Joel Embiid.
Joel, sure that's right.
Oh,
yep.
Who was most disappointing? Yeah. Philly or the Sixers?
Yeah.
I mean, Philly or Phoenix.
Yeah. I still think it's Philadelphia. But
that's fair.
Phoenix is pretty damn disappointing, too. We'll come back. Matt George joins us. We'll talk to him. Kings basketball. We'll talk to him about the playing game. We'll talk to him about his thoughts on Dallas, what the upcoming days look like, what the next 6 days might look like for the Sacramento Kings. That's all ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Our man Matt George, Locked On Kings, ABC 10, gonna join us here coming up in just a couple of minutes as we have been trying to solve not just Sacramento Kings issues, but NBA issues as well. I have mentioned this Hoop Sentinel Hall of Fame graphic for 2 days now and haven't even once touched on it.
And then you're going to be gone.
Well, maybe you and Coach T can talk about it tomorrow. Coach JT, maybe y'all can talk about it.
Dr. Luke Wood, I'll just ask, hey, what do you think about Rudy Gobert making the Hall of Fame?
They had Rudy at 100%.
That's the one that really got me. I could say zero.
Well, they had DeMar at 60%. But Wemby at 50.
Right.
Like, okay, wait a second. Like right. I get it. Like, I promise I get it. But what?
Wemby's already halfway there.
Like, what? All right, man. Wemby didn't even qualify for postseason awards. And y'all got him in the Hall
Wemby
of Fame.
Wemby doesn't have one award in this.
I guess DeMar is just trash. Oh, 16 man. Years, just garbage, I guess.
The Rudy one was the one that got me because he's a four-time defensive player of the year.
Yeah. Much to the chagrin of you know who.
Let me ask you this. We'll never know, but I'll ask you. Would Ben Wallace have made the Hall of Fame without the NBA championship?
You know, I don't think so. Well, but I don't know. Like that Pistons team, Yeah, I don't know.
I want to say, when I asked that at first, I wanted to be like, probably not, but he probably would. Because those DPOYs carry weight. Dikembe Mutombo never won anything.
Yeah, is Mutombo, though, deeper stats-wise than Ben Wallace is?
Probably so. I was thinking Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert versus Dikembe
Mutombo. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
And
well, same though, right?
I think if I had to guess, I'd say Rudy's numbers offensively are probably a little better than Dikembe's. And you combine that with the blocks and the DPOYs and stuff like that, and they're probably right. He probably is 100% about to get in there. Dikembe did, I'm using the word loosely, lead a team to the finals, though. Yep. Rudy's barely gotten anybody to the conference finals. I don't know. I don't hate Rudy Gobert. I'm not going to be telling Ryan about Rudy Gobert.
Well, that's too bad.
I'm not going to be like, boy, I know you see this guy, Craig Johnson. He's a bad boy. But let me tell you, Rudy Gobert, when he was playing, when you was a little girl, nah, he was true. Go watch him. Go watch him. Daddy, I can't find
him. When you was a little girl. Oh, that's hilarious.
She's going to be like, Daddy, I can't find any footage of him in these close games.
No. Oh.
I can't find him. Everything's in the second quarter, Dad.
And what's great is, you know, it's like, what, 10 years from now? So Ryan's got the Will Z screen where, like, she's just searching, like, clutch moments in sky. She's like, oh, I just want to watch the last few minutes. And she's tapping buttons, like, in the sky. Hey, Daddy's not here. You search clutch time, Rudy Gobert, no results found. Oh, Dad.
Oh, don't worry. Change the filter to first quarter.
Oh! How come he doesn't play in the fourth quarter, Dad?
They're asking me, why doesn't he play in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, why doesn't he play in the fourth quarter?
So, yeah, that's interesting. Soren has a great point. This probably is his number one offensive highlight. The fadeaway against the Kings.
Oh, the one who threw the
Metu.
Oh, it was Metu.
Metu was disgusted.
Metu was so mad. So mad. You got the whole bent.
Oh, man. But yeah, they're probably right. He probably is. He's got four. I don't even think I think Dikembe got like two. So.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, really? Rudy's going to the Hall of Fame.
Rudy's not outlandish to me. I know people hate Rudy Gobert, but.
I don't even know if it's that. For me, it's not even that.
He started COVID.
He did. He cried when he missed the All-Star team.
Okay.
That we talk about Willie Green a lot. That Rudy one, that was kind of gloss over that one.
Well, okay. So this is kind of crazy. Rudy Gobert has won the Defensive Player of the Year more times than he's been an All-Star.
Wow.
I get the feeling Matt George said the hell with us. You yelled at him earlier this week. Jesse's already left because you yelled at him all week. I think Matt
I'll be better
like,
next week, guys.
Screw you
I'll
guys. Be I'm not. Week. I'm not doing your stupid show a second time.
I'll be better.
By the way, okay. I thought that was Dikembe has four.
He's got four.
Yeah, Dikembe has four. NBA Defensive Player of the Year awards. The difference is he's an eight-time All-Star.
Eight-time All-Star. Yeah. Three-time block champ. Three-time All-NBA.
Rudy,
he's a four-time All-NBA? All right, man. I shouldn't say that about Rudy like that.
Well, yeah okay.
NBA
okay.
Was
okay.
He playing
well,
in?
Okay. Oh, don't do that. He was second team and third team three times, years ago. I don't even understand the NBA. Hold on. Okay, so he won the Defensive Player of the Year three times that he made All NBA. Mm. He won it again in 2024. He did not make All NBA. He's been All NBA. He's been NBA All Defensive Team seven times.
That's crazy.
And Dikembe, I think, is eight.
Nah, he's less. He's six, he's less. I think.
Six. Okay.
Yeah, he's getting to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's actually three. He's three first teams, all defensive first teams. Mm. Three all defensive second teams.
Are you on Basketball Reference?
No, I'm on old trusty Wikipedia, where nothing is ever wrong.
They have the nicknames from Rudy Gobert.
Oh dear.
And there's just should I say the, well, I don't have the, we're playing without refs here. I don't know if I'll get a flag. Look, I'm just reading what Basketball Reference has as as his nicknames. We've heard the Stifle Tower, right? That one makes sense. These French makes sense. The French Rejection. Never heard anybody call him that, but it makes sense. The Gobert Report. That one's never heard it either.
Cut to the chase, Caraway.
Big Rue. Mm-hmm. They got a nickname for Rudy Gobert. It's Gobzilla.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. I see you. You got it, Joe. Throw it. Throw it, Joe.
That's the nickname.
There it is. Come on, man. That's... Come on, man. Bro. Matter of fact, we're just going to put this here to rest. That's disgraceful. That's absolutely disgraceful.
Hey.
That is absolutely disgraceful. This show used to mean something. We used to do important work on this show, and this is what we've been reduced to.
Come on, man. Hey, I don't know.
Cool. When you home and that. People ask, how was your day today? I want you to tell them this story. Wow.
We're doing work. We're talking about Rudy Gobert, and these I don't know who came up with that one, though. And if I'm Rudy Gobert, don't,
I'd be scared
don't
to
call
find
me
out.
That.
I'll be scared to find out.
Don't call me that, bro. Just call me.
In fact, just cuz there's another one.
Just call me Big Roo. Don't call me the other one. What are we doing? Wow. Rudy Gobert, Hall of Famer.
Why do they call him that?
Big Roo?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. but yeah, he's 100%. Draymond's 100%.
Gobert ain't even his last name.
What's his last name?
Well, it's not phonetically. I don't know. Borgaro?
Huh.
I think it looks like it's hyphenated. Rudy Gobert Borgaro. I don't know why they have Gobert phonetically spelled, but they don't have the other part of his last name phonetically spelled. Dikembe has an iconic name.
Oh, he's got, doesn't he have seven?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Stuart Scott used to always say him.
Dikembe, and Mutombo, I don't think is his last name.
No, it's
it's his first last name, yeah.
And they would call him Mount Mutombo. That's a much better
that's
nickname.
A good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Mount Mutombo.
Rudy averaged.
Just real quick. Look up the Hall of Famer. Ben Wallace, four-time All-Star, three-time All-NBA second team, two-time All-NBA third team, four-time All-NBA Defensive Player of the Year, five-time NBA All-Defensive first team. It's a Hall of Famer.
That's a
certified Hall of Famer.
A Hall of Famer. It's Rudy gonna skate in.
True. And I don't have a problem with it. Now, what caused one of the things that got my attention on that list you found, is this a Hall of Fame resume? 6-time NBA All-Star, mm-hmm. 2-time All-NBA second team, All-NBA third team, as consistent as they could possibly be, from Compton, California, fellow Leo, DeMar DeRozan.
I think it is, man. I think it is.
The other you thing know why it is? What was the percentage? I closed the screen because I didn't think we were going to do this because I thought Matt George was going to join us, but he's figuratively told us to go to hell. Didn't they have Al Horford at like 80%?
Yeah,
90%? Al Horford, very good ball player. If we talk about, like, I think Dan Patrick coined the term Hall of Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Al Horford is.
Yeah.
But good generally gets you to the Hall of Fame. That's what DeMar DeRozan is.
Right. And no disrespect to Al Horford, but
you're going to say something really disrespectful right now. No, it's what you do.
DeMar had a better career than Al Horford. He hasn't won a championship.
It's on par, though.
That's probably even more fair. I don't want to say NBA, better, but they're on the same level.
5 All-Star teams. All-NBA third team once. All-NBA defensive team. All-rookie team. Mm. Al Horford does have, and this is important because it's not the NBA Hall of Fame, he has 2 NCAA championships.
That's true. That's true. Back to back as well. Mm-hmm. So that puts you in a different category too. When you a rarefied air of being able to go back to back.
That's right.
So that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah, DeMar doesn't have that. Yeah. He has Pac-10 tournament MVP.
I was about to say, does he even have a Pac-10 championship?
He has Pac-10 tournament MVP. Nope.
No.
He does not.
So they should, wherever one is at percentage-wise, the other should be there too. Because DeMar is about to be.
Why does DeMar look exactly the same?
As an Asian bitch, just grew his hair out.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think he had braces.
Yeah, like he did. Look at this. He definitely got braces. This is year one Kenny Caraway vibes from DeMar DeRozan here at USC.
So DeMar.
We're your Invisalign leader over here at ESPN 1320.
DeMar's gonna maybe we could figure this out. Maybe you're quicker at it. Okay. Is he gonna get the top 20 all time scoring? He's definitely gonna get 25.
Let's see if I could do top 50 NBA.
Because he's gonna pass 20 seems a little ambitious, I think, but he's gonna pass Reggie Miller.
Do you have the scoring leaders in front of you?
I do not. I'm working on it.
DeMar's at 30.
He's at 30?
Yeah.
I thought he was like 26, 27.
Is that
updated? Because he passed Jerry West. Do they have him in front of Jerry West?
Yeah, he passed Jerry West.
Okay. I thought he was a little higher than that. Okay.
I got him at 30 this season. So if he has a pulse on Friday night, he's going to pass Reggie Miller.
Okay.
He's going to pass Rick Barry. That's going to move him to 28 because Rick Barry and Reggie Miller are tied. Steph Curry is in front of him. He probably won't pass Alex English this year. He's going to easily move to top 25. I'm bad at math. How many points has DeMar DeRozan scored this year?
Oh boy.
I need a barometer because it's the same number of points he scores every year.
Yeah, right. Let me see if I can get to.
This is just riveting. We're just looking stuff up on the air. No, that's fine. Blame Matt George. Again, this show used to mean something, and now Kenny's just throwing around crazy terms. So DeMar scores roughly, he scored 1,600 points this year, 1,800 last year, 1,800 the year before. So if I go back to this list, DeMar should easily get to. Yeah, DeMar's going to get to top 20.
Wow.
Harden, obviously, is still active. Russell Westbrook is still active. Steph Curry is still active.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
Kevin Durant is still active. Obviously, yeah. LeBron is still very, very active.
So the highest, and like you said, it's going to be, people are going to be active and moving up as well. But, man, what's the highest you think can he get to?
Top 15 isn't outrageous, assuming he plays assuming he continues to play. Top 15 isn't outrageous. I think that the tricky part is Russ is probably – I don't know how much time Russ has left, and I think his minutes are probably going to be below 20 the rest of his career. Mm. I actually have been wondering if Russ retires this year. Mm. By the way, shout out to Russ. I got a text that he was enjoying some Sacramento establishments.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm. I need a text. No, he was just at some establishments. Just having a good time.
Okay.
Trying to get a triple double.
Well.
KD, yeah, I think he can move into the top 15. I think DeMar can move into the top 15.
Mm. Yeah, because I'm looking at the list too, and I'm looking at everybody in the 26,000 range. And yeah, I feel like Elijah Wan.
I mean, James is already 13th, so he doesn't have to worry about like that. Right. It's really obviously Steph is going to continue to to go into the, probably. Man, could Steph get to a top 10 scorer of all time?
That is about 3,000.
What's that, points. Joe? What'd you say, Joe?
Are you guys looking at the Basketball Reference all-time leading scorer?
Yes,
yeah. I am.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Right. Because there were the other ones are a little outdated.
Okay, got you.
Oh, yeah. Top 10. Because if my math is correct,
it's probably not.
Steph is about 3,000 away from Shaq. Does that sound about right?
And Steph, let me go back to the list.
Steph said,
"Yeah, yeah, he's about that.
Roughly,
yeah, a little less, but yeah, about that. Roughly 3,000 away.
Yeah,
he's at 1,600 points this year.
Yeah, he's gonna do that, and yeah, he's gonna finish top 10. Steph gonna finish top 10. Wow."
For some reason, I expected Steph's point number. I expected that number to be way higher. But 1,600 this year, it was 1,900 last year.
Huh. And I guess I said Shaq. He's at 11. A whole 1,000 more points is Moses Malone. So maybe he needs 4,000 more points or so to get to the top 10. And I think he'll do that too. Oddly enough, I think James will do it as well. I think James will end up being top 10. Wow. Both of them, I think, get to 30,000 points. There's only 9 people in the history of the league right now that have gotten to 30,000.
James gonna be a top 10 scorer of all time.
Mm-hmm. And he's gonna get to 30,000. It's gonna be
that's impressive.
It's gonna be that's Steph impressive. And James will be the only ones, of this current era.
James Harden is bordering on iconic scorer.
Mm-hmm. He you also consider he didn't start as the man wherever he was at. He was like third fiddle,
Right. Yeah.
Like for instance, KD's at 30,000 right now. KD, from the day he stepped on the floor, was the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So he, as a rookie, second-year guy, he got all those, hey, you're shooting as much as you need to, 30-point games, all this other stuff. James had to wait maybe 3 years before he was doing that in Houston. And to be where he's at, that's pretty impressive.
9.9 points per game, 12.2 points per game, 16.8 points per game, Sixth Man of the Year award. Traded to Houston, 25.9 points per game that next year. So this is one thing that's... I saw JJ like rant and rave about most improved player. And I do think that is such a odd award. James was obviously really good. He went from sixth man of the year, 16.8 points per game, to being the leading man on the Houston Rockets in 25.9 points per game. How did he not win most improved player? Going from, I know people get really excited when someone goes from like 4 points per game to 16 points per game. To me, when you jump from like 16 to 25, though, you're entering a different conversation of player. 16 points per game, you're a good basketball player. I'm not trying to be funny. We all saw it. Like you're Christian Brown.
Right.
Christian Brown scored 10 points over his average last night. But you're Christian Brown. You're a good basketball player. You're valuable. You're going to have a job in the league for a long time. You're 25 points per game. You're the guy. You're the leading man on that team. And not a single vote, it appears, for most improved player.
If I have this
correct. JJ was right.
JJ was right. If I have this correct.
He's still a smug, little, arrogant person.
No, you're right.
But he's been right about a lot of things.
He knows his basketball.
And he appears to be a damn good coach.
He knows his basketball.
So I'm not apologizing to James Harden, but I might say sorry to JJ. Good coach right there.
You look at James and it's an argument that you're making. He went from a non-all-star, not receiving any MVP votes, to the next year being eighth in MVP voting. Like, if that doesn't scream most improved.
Right.
I don't. Then right. But there's a different criteria for the award then.
Yeah.
Then we all. Then the actual wording of the award is then. If that's not what that is. Because I can't imagine somebody being more improved than that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Who did win it that year? Now I'm going to go down a rabbit hole real quick.
We've been throwing dirt out of this rabbit hole for 25 minutes. Joe, this show should just be renamed the Rabbit Hole. It started with a horrible nickname that KC himself gave to Rudy Gobert.
Well, I didn't give him that.
I did kind of see it after that. I was like, oh, okay.
It's over.
It's time to buckle in.
Joe, the show effectively ended 30 minutes ago.
The show ended once I sat down, essentially.
Jesse leaves and we lose. Just the whole thing falls apart.
The winner of the George Mikan Most Improved Player Award in 2012-13 was Paul George. He went from 12.1 points per game the year before in Indiana to 17.4 points.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What'd I just say? Why? Okay.
Thing that Paul did not have the year before that James had, because they both didn't make the All-Star team the year before, James was the sixth man of the year. So he was essentially on the radar to a certain degree. He was the sixth man.
Yeah, it's not scrub to good basketball player.
I know.
Let me ask another question. Because I don't even think he was on the graphic. Where does Domantas Sabonis fall into this conversation? Three-time NBA All-Star, two All-NBA third teams, both of those with Sacramento, two NBA rebounding leader crowns, and that's where it ends for Domas right now. Nothing in college of note. I'm fine overseas player, but again, nothing of note.
How many time All-NBA? Two?
Two, yeah, last 2 years.
Three-time All-Star?
Three-time All-Star.
I would say if we did the status bar, his status bar is, I'd put it at, I'd put it at 50.
Oh, man. I thought you was about to say 80.
Well, I was gonna say 65, but
because you look like I was like, oh, this man says 80, I'm leaving.
I was gonna say 65, but I was like, he can't be ahead of DeMar.
I think I'd go below 50. He's still got a lot to do to get to that marker.
I would say he needs one more of each. At least one more All-Star, one more All-NBA. Because now you're looking at a four-time All-Star, three-time All-NBA. Three times we were saying he was the top 15 player in the league. I think that might get you there. I think. But I don't know. He might need two of both. He might need two of them. What you thinking he needs two? Two more All-Stars, two more All-NBAs?
At minimum, he needs two more. Mm. I got to find this stat. They had someone at 0%.
Zion.
Oh, wait, is that who it was? Oh, I was like, okay, wait a minute. What'd you even put him on this graphic for?
Yeah, that seemed a little mean.
You know what else I noticed? Because LeBron is on here. 100%. Steph's on here 100%. Mm. Unless I missed it, they didn't include Kevin Durant on here. Jesus Christ, I missed this.
He's 100%, huh?
I completely missed. They put Draymond Green on here.
Oh, yeah, that's where I saw he's at 100.
At 100%.
Yeah, he's at 100.
Yeah, I assume it was just an accidental omission.
He's not on there?
Kevin Durant's not on here.
Yeah, it had to be an accident.
Because he's 100%. Yeah, he's an obvious 100%. They have Tatum right now at 70%, Dame Lillard at 90%, Jokic at 95%.
I don't know how Dame is at 90%. That's the one that I kind of scratched my head at, too.
He should be lower 100. Or higher.
He should be 100. He's 100% Hall of Famer.
Well, Wemby's at 50.
Right.
Shea's at 50. Okay.
Shea's about to win.
So there's Al Horford. Al Horford's at 75%. Mm.
And that's fair. Like you said, you talk about the college stuff. That's got to be factored in. Here's one, going back to Domas real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Hardaway, senior, is a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Five-time All-Star, five-time All-NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That's... No disrespect to him. Is that the baseline?
Because
he doesn't have anything fine. Else. He doesn't have no championships.
That's fine.
No specialty awards, nothing.
I didn't think Tim Hardaway was a Hall of Famer.
So,
like, that's fine. If that's the barometer, that's fine. But I definitely did not think he was a Hall of Famer.
And
salute, like I tried to stop doing that because there was a Hall of Fame, and I think it was this Hall of Fame class that I found incredibly obnoxious, where I just looked at the whole thing like, you can't be serious.
Hmm. I went to another one, and he's not, but I went to DeMarcus, and he doesn't have, once again, I think Tim Hardaway is the baseline. DeMarcus has four-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA.
Hmm.
His little basketball reference resume looks exactly like Tim Hardaway's, except Tim Hardaway's got one more All-Star, three more All-NBAs. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the bar. Mm-hmm. I think Tim Hardaway is the bar.
Okay.
So I want to look at one more before I get out of here. Yeah, I'm looking at Mitch. And Mitch is a little above Tim Hardaway. He's a six-time All-Star, five-time All-NBA. He was the Rookie of the Year in 88-89. So, yeah, I think Tim Hardaway, once again, no disrespect to him, but I think that is the – that's the – if you can't get his resume, you can't get in.
Okay. The interesting thing about DeMar is he's just flat out good. He's never not been good. I mean, and I understand the Hall of Fame is supposed to be like the exceptional. I don't mean this as a knock on DeMar or anyone else. I don't think it's really that anymore. I think if you are consistently good, especially like, it's not like if DeMar had had the exact same career, but his career ended after 10 years, maybe the discussion is different. Mm-hmm. But we're going on 16, 17 years now of a 20-point per game score. We're talking about an impact on Toronto, an impact on San Antonio, an impact in Chicago, impact in Sacramento. It's all virtually identical.
Yeah.
Like, he has been a consistent basketball player everywhere that he has been. A consistently really good basketball player everywhere that he has been.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm in a little bit of a rabbit hole with this whole thing, but I'm looking at a guy like Alex English, Hall of Famer. He's like that generation's DeMar DeRozan.
Mm.
Eight-time All-Star, scoring champion. DeMar doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. In 82-83, three-time All-NBA. That's about all he has. Mm-hmm. Played on some playoff teams and stuff like that, but he averaged 21.5 points per game for his career. After he was traded to Denver halfway through his career, he was actually really good, but it was like 21.3, 23.8, 25, 28, 26, 27, 29, 28, 25. He just did that pretty much for the rest of his career. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like what DeMar DeRozan is. And I think that gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, DeMar's a Hall of Famer to me.
Yeah.
I mean, especially after this exhaustive research we've done. We've just saved the committee a ton of time. This man is a Hall of Famer.
We should be on the committee.
We should be on all of the committees.
We would be the ones to vote no for Draymond.
Well, Draymond was two votes shy of a unanimous vote. Tune in to D-Lo and KC tomorrow to find out why.
Put us on the committee.
I'm going to text Matt in like 5 minutes like, hey, man, you joining us today? It's all good, man. Who cares what Matt thinks about the Sacramento Kings losing to the Denver Nuggets last night? David Adaman getting his first win in Sacramento is kind of
poetic.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
I wish it didn't, you know. I wish the Kings could have won last night, but if you're going to lose a game, you know, there's obviously a, you know, I think, I can't remember, if I honestly don't remember if it was Mark or Kyle and Jerry that pointed this out, mm-hmm. but, you know, David Adaman's history in Sacramento coaching against a player that his dad coached for so many years, there is a little poetic nature to all of that, to
Absolutely.
Him getting to coach his first game in here. And he's a coach that, you know, Nikola Jokic seems to think really high of. He's mm-hmm. he's a coach that a lot of people seem to think are really high of. I don't know what this is for him. I don't know if this is a – I don't know what this is, if it's a real opportunity, if it's just get us to the end of the season. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to be in the coaching search for Denver when all is said and done. Maybe he'll be in the coaching search for Sacramento when all is said and done. But he is a guy that people, including Michael Malone, before he was fired, spoke very, very highly of, speak very, very highly of. So his future and what these next couple of games and into the playoffs will mean for him will certainly be a story to follow into the offseason.
One of the things that I heard when I was listening, trying to get more information about the firing, is there seems to be a lot of people in that organization, that Denver organization, that really like Adaman,
okay,
and were afraid they were going to lose him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. like, I nobody has said for sure, but this could be like, hey, this is your job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were afraid they were going to lose him to, I think Portland was one of the teams they talked about. Just there's going to be some openings.
And there's Rick Adaman ties there too.
Yeah, and he was at the top of the list. And they were afraid they were going to lose him all year.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be, you know, a real, no, we're giving you the job because we want you here. We believe in you. So we'll see. We will see. Enjoy your trip, man.
Oh yeah, I mean it's not just a quick trip down to Monterey.
That's rich.
We're going to the aquarium. We relax.
Some people go to Fairfield for a trip. You go to Monterey. Okay, that was a shot of Fairfield.
I'm sorry. Too. Do they have an aquarium at Fairfield? In Fairfield,
sure, maybe.
Can I save 2.5 hours of the drive and just go to Fairfield?
That's smart. Maybe.
Can we go see otters in Fairfield?
No, probably not.
I don't think so.
Vallejo.
Vallejo got, oh man, the famous Vallejo Aquarium, you know, right there by the ocean. What are you doing? I keep smart people around me, though.
Yeah, so
they
you
got
doing?
Media passes.
Hey, come on
they
now.
They got media passes.
How we doing?
Hey.
A little video, maybe. I don't
social
know.
Social content, baby.
A little video.
That's it. That is it.
Does that work for Disneyland?
I'd try it.
I will.
Hey, you know what I do? Drop the ESPN letters.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You don't have to tell them anything further.
Right.
I work for ESPN in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Can we? You know, I wanted to take my family to Disneyland.
How you thinking?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They might direct you to HR, who says, yeah, they have passes for you. Like, we have passes for all of the ESPN employees. Just, you know, ask your HR supervisor in Bristol. Oh,
damn,
man.
It.
Yeah. Plot foiled.
Oh, man.
All right, man. KC and friends tomorrow. Dr. Luke Wood makes his first appearance here on the show tomorrow with 1245. Kyle Mattson, Eddie Gonzalez, and a whole host of others here tomorrow. Make sure that you're tapped in with us, and make sure you're tapped in beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, nobody.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.